Titanic has sold at auction in England for more than $900,000. A seat cushion also went for more than $500,000. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Law enforcement and immigration authorities. As for Billie Little, she says she hopes to raise awareness about the privacy and civil liberties concerns she has about how Americans' personal data is being used. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. A lot to talk about. I feel like I say that every day, but every day it's true. Get you an update of news headlines 12 minutes from now. That's going to happen at 3:30. Then, at 3:44, 16 minutes before 4 o'clock, a special report. You know, in Kansas, radical abolitionist John Brown has been associated with a violent period of the state's history in the lead-up up to the Civil War. 170 years later, it turns out some modern-day activists and educators are still debating his legacy.
John Brown, there's a lot of stuff that people say about him. For some people, he's a hero. Some people, he's a villain.
Coming up, why the ghost of John Brown haunts political debates to this day. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
As far as the weather goes, mostly clear skies this evening, turning mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, low around 60 degrees. We do have a 70% chance of showers and storms on Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
Resume. Trump has threatened to bomb Iran if there's no deal. Will the two sides make enough progress to avoid more bloodshed? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Morning edition. We'll get you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/oneday1ku.
You are listening to KPR. News headlines are coming your way in approximately 35 seconds. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, it's 79 in Emporia, and it's 3:30.
And not believing that we can coexist with Palestinians.
She says many people have lost hope, but not her.
There's no other way.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was down 293, closing at 49,149. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas is dialing back its revenue expectations heading into the next budget cycle. New estimates show the state's general fund will bring in about $10.1 billion in 2026. That's slightly lower than previously projected. The drop is driven largely by weaker corporate tax collections, while sales tax growth remains mostly flat. That slower growth is causing concern about long-term budget stability. Budget Director Adam Profit says that's why it's important that Kansas have an emergency fund.
Having a rainy day fund in place is absolutely critical for the state's fiscal health.
Profit warned lawmakers not to include the reserve fund as part of its regular budget building process. In Kansas, mental health issues are some of the leading causes of death for new or expecting moms. Women die by suicide or overdose, and a nonprofit is working to change that. Amelia Mensi-Kaby is with the Whole Parent Foundation, a Kansas City-based organization. She says they're working on building communities through parent support groups. Kaby says parenting can be isolating. She says most people have to pay for mental health support, and not everyone can afford that.
So it's, do we have a postpartum doula? Do we have a night nanny? Do we have a lactation consultant? And that village of parents just showing up for one another and building community has really gone to the wayside.
KB says it's important to talk about mental health for both moms and dads. Currently, the group serves Kansas and Missouri parents at a support group in Kansas City and on Zoom. But she says they're working on expanding to other locations. A large group of law enforcement authorities from both Kansas and Missouri gathered at Liberty Memorial in downtown Kansas City today for a joint security exercise in advance of the World Cup. Greg Ecklin has more.
The international soccer matches are less than 2 months away, so several law enforcement agencies have been conducting emergency exercises around Liberty Memorial, where the World Cup Fan Fest will be held. Lindsay Douglas with the World Cup Local Organizing Committee says more than 200 participants were on hand, including crisis actors.
Those that would be part of a response in a real incident, and observers. So folks that have come here to kind of see how the operation works, identify, and then evaluators.
Douglas says Tuesday's exercise will be the only full-scale exercise before FanFest opens and before the first match at Arrowhead Stadium on June 16th between Algeria and Argentina. I'm Greg Ecklin.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening with a low overnight in the mid-50s. Cloudy tomorrow morning, but becoming mostly sunny throughout the day. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Lows around 60 tomorrow night with a 70% chance of showers and storms on Thursday. It's 3:35.
1,000 people, including an 80-year-old woman who promised to give Plattner her $300 affordability check, part of a Mills plan to deal with inflation. Plattner told the woman that it was a good use of the money. For NPR News, I'm Steve Missler.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In Kansas, the name John Brown is shorthand for a violent period of the state's history in the lead-up to the Civil War. 170 years later, some modern-day activists and educators are still debating his legacy. Zane Irwin has the story.
Okay, friends, listen, let me take roll really quick.
I'm Zane Irwin in Lawrence.
John Brown. Lies a moorin in the grave, his soul goes marching on.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll hear more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91. 115 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well. Many other frequencies listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, a survey by Georgetown University reveals how the president has controlled information and sort of upended the norms of White House reporting. Domenico Montanaro will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly clear skies through the evening, clouding up after midnight, lows in the mid-50s tonight, tomorrow cloudy in the morning, but sunny by the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid-70s, and tomorrow night we're expecting a low around 60. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Customers and coworkers anywhere at uma.com/NPR. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 4:01, we're going to get an update of news headlines, so stay tuned for that. Lows in the mid-50s are expected tonight, highs in mid-70s tomorrow. It's 80 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It's 4:06, and you're listening to KPR.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in just about another 12 minutes at 4:30, we will have an update of news headlines. Then at 4:36, the U.S. has a whole lot of experience with retrieving highly enriched uranium, also known as HEU, from various places.
We've removed all of the HEU from more than 30 different countries around the globe, but in every instance, we had full agreement with each of those governments.
So how might such an extraction work in a nation with which we are at war? For example, Iran. Scott Roker talks with Scott Detrow about it. Also, as you may have noticed from the music you're hearing today, we are remembering the great Mr. Prince Rogers Nelson. It was on this date 10 years ago that Prince died from an accidental fentanyl overdose. Fans have been gathering to remember him at his Paisley Park studios. Stay tuned. More Prince coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
Just a heads up, beginning Tuesday, April 28th at noon, KPR will start raising funds as part of the One Day, One KU event Visit KansasPublicRadio.org between noon Tuesday and noon Wednesday to support KPR and help us meet the challenge. And thank you in advance. It is 4:20.
Something on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're going to be having some in-depth discussions about the news that very recently developed regarding a ceasefire extension in Iran. So they've had to kind of scramble their show. We will be hearing about it tomorrow morning. Again, that is 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations with Matthew Algio as your local host. Speaking of developing news, we have news headlines coming your way in 30 seconds. It is 4:30, and this is KPR.
Also takes issue with the Trump administration making it a requirement to hand over sensitive information. For NPR News, I'm Cynthia Abrams in Nashville.
Wall Street, the Dow was down 293, closing at 49,149, the NASDAQ off 144. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas is dialing back its revenue expectations heading into the next budget cycle. New estimates show the state's general fund will bring in about $10.1 billion in 2026. That's slightly less than previously projected. The drop is driven largely by weaker corporate tax collections, while sales tax growth remains mostly flat. That slower growth is causing concern about long-term budget stability. Budget Director Adam Proffitt says that's why it's important that Kansas have an emergency fund.
Having a rainy day fund in place is absolutely critical for the state's fiscal health.
Proffitt warned lawmakers not to include the reserve fund as part of its regular budget building process. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved a 3-year contract with University of Kansas faculty and staff. The Kansas Reflector reports the agreement follows 2 years of negotiations. The United Academics of the University of Kansas represented KU faculty and academic staff in the talks. The agreement includes a modest across-the-board pay hike. And for the first time, KU faculty will have a minimum pay rate. That ranges from $70,000 a year for tenure-track assistant professors and assistant librarians to $88,500 for a tenure-track full professor. In the state of Kansas, mental health issues are some of the leading causes of death for new or expecting moms. Women die by suicide or overdose. A nonprofit is working to change that. Amelia Mensi-Kaby is with Whole Parent Foundation. That's a Kansas City-based organization. She says they're working on building communities through parent support groups. Kaby says parenting can be isolating. She says most people have to pay for mental health support, but not everyone can afford that.
So it's, do we have a postpartum doula? Do we have a night nanny? Do we have a lactation consultant? And that village of parents just showing up for one another and building community has really gone to the wayside.
KB says it's important to talk about mental health for both moms and dads. Currently, the group serves Kansas and Missouri parents at a support group in Kansas City and on Zoom, but she says they're working on expanding to other locations. Lows tonight in the mid-50s, highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean, then, for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow they will have details on the extension of that ceasefire with Iran. This was all news that we didn't really learn about until just a couple of hours ago. Of course, we are looking into it, trying to find out what we know. We'll tell you about it as soon as we do. Morning Edition is a good time for that. had 8 or 9 hours to really ponder over it and get some of the experts in. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 99.5 Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, the president spoke today with CNBC about whether the U.S. and Iran will reach an agreement to end the war. We'll have the latest coming up on KPR. That gets underway at just about 5:06.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from RBC Wealth Management, dedicated to delivering financial strategies that transform wealth planning and legacy building into reality. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. From Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
The ceasefire is running out between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Will the two sides make enough progress to avoid more bloodshed? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Actually, obviously, events have outstripped that piece of information from Michelle Martin, but they will be talking about the ceasefire and what we know about it tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
Learn more at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
It's 80 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 84 in Abilene. It's 5:06.
About how Americans' personal data is being used. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. All listed for you at our website, where we are streaming 24 hours a day, both KPR1 and KPR2. Get a hold of that at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:30. At approximately 5:36, the president's pick to lead the Federal Reserve testified on Capitol Hill today and was facing a lot of scrutiny from Senate Democrats.
You have $100 million in undisclosed assets. Are any of those with companies affiliated with President Trump or his family?
That does seem like a fair question. We'll tell you more about today's confirmation hearing for Kevin Warsh coming up here on KPR at 5:44. We'll get a story about the legacy of John Brown politically in Kansas. It's all coming up on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Join us April 28th, beginning at noon. This is a Tuesday, Tuesday the 28th. KPR will be taking part in One Day, One KU. That is the university-wide 24-hour giving campaign. Your gift this year will support KPR's News Fund, powering local reporting and public service journalism. You can visit kansaspublicradio.org to learn more.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
It's 5:20.
Support for...
This is NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations, you will hear Morning Edition. They'll have information on the extension of the ceasefire with Iran. We'll have lots of local news as well. Join us tomorrow morning. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. News headlines are coming up in 30 seconds. It's 5:30.
We find security vulnerabilities in virtually any software. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 293 points, closing at 49,149. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas is dialing back its revenue expectations heading into the next budget cycle. New estimates show the state's general fund will bring in about $10.1 billion in 2026. That's slightly lower than previously projected. The drop is driven largely by weaker corporate tax collections, while sales tax growth remains mostly flat. That slower growth is causing concern about long-term budget stability for the state. Budget Director Adam Proffitt says that's why it's important that Kansas have an emergency fund.
Having a rainy day fund in place is absolutely critical for the state's fiscal health.
Proffitt warned lawmakers not to include that reserve fund as part of its regular budget building process. Two men have been arrested following an investigation by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, or KBI. The arrests are connected to a violent assault that took place last year in Belpre in Edwards County, Kansas. On December 8th of last year, the KBI assisted with a sexual assault and battery investigation that occurred December 6th and 7th at a residence in Belpre. Following the investigation, the Wichita Police Department assisted by arresting two suspects yesterday. The KBI says 31-year-old Colin M. Welch of Wichita was taken into custody for attempted first-degree murder, rape, battery, and other charges. Another Wichita man, 54-year-old Jeffrey T. Diederich, was also arrested on charges of attempted first-degree murder. A large group of law enforcement authorities from both Kansas and Missouri gathered at Liberty Memorial in downtown Kansas City today for a joint security exercise in advance of the World Cup. Greg Eklund has the story.
The international soccer matches are less than 2 months away, so several law enforcement agencies have been conducting emergency exercises around Liberty Memorial, where the World Cup Fan Fest will be held. Lindsay Douglas with the World Cup Local Organizing Committee says more than 200 participants were on hand, including crisis actors.
Those that would be part of a response in a real incident, and observers. So folks that have come here to kind of see how the operation works, identify, and then evaluators.
Douglas says Tuesday's exercise will be the only full-scale exercise before FanFest opens and before the first match at Arrowhead Stadium on June 16th between Algeria and Argentina. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly sunny. We're expecting a high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, lows around 60. Then on Thursday, we once again have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Thursday in the upper 70s. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In Kansas, the name John Brown has become kind of shorthand for a violent period of the state's history in the lead-up to the Civil War. 170 years later, some modern-day activists and educators are still debating his legacy. Zane Irwin reports.
Okay, friends, listen, let me take
later on in our history.
Barker wants to give his students the tools they need to decide for themselves whether Brown was a hero, a villain, or some fateful mix of the two. Nevertheless, through ongoing struggles for social justice, and through the songs, murals, and movements that still bear his name and likeness, John Brown's soul is marching on. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Lawrence.
Lies a moldering in the grave, his soul goes marching on.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You can hear more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Hallelujah, his soul goes marching on.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up on KPR, we have news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we will talk about how Donald Trump sort of changed what the norms are for reporting on the White House. And then we'll learn about what's next for Apple. John Ternus is expected to take over as CEO in September. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Salina Stiefel Theater presenting An Evening with Wilco, Monday, May 4th, led by Jeff Tweedy. It's two full sets, one intermission, all Wilco. Tickets at stiefeltheater.org.
Mostly clear skies through this evening, clouding up after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning, but sunshine in the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. It's 81 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
News happening outside of Washington, so at Morning Edition, we make sure to bring you the full picture from around the globe. Listen every morning from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. We are expecting mostly cloudy skies overnight with a low in the mid-50s. It's 6 o'clock.